The message from U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and British Foreign Secretary Jack Straw during 2 days of talks with Iraq's political leaders in Baghdad was stark and direct. Straw told reporters Monday the political vacuum left without a government 3.5 months after elections is undermining Iraq's security.
It is now crucial that they move forward quickly to ensure the nominations of the senior positions, have those agreed, and then agree the cabinet, because there is frankly no doubt that the political vacuum that is here at the moment is not assisting the security situation, and the country's got to be able to move forward.
Iraq's political stalemate centers on who will lead a new government. The Shiite coalition that won the mid-December elections has named Ibrahim al-Jafri the acting prime minister. But his candidacy for a full 4-year appointment has attracted strong opposition from Iraqi Kurds and the country's Sunni Muslims. Rice and Straw emphasize that it is up to the Iraqis to decide on their new prime minister. However, they added that the next head of government must be a strong leader, a unifying force who can bring stability and face the challenges of the Iraqi people. The American and British envoys have been meeting with senior Iraqi figures since they arrived in the country Sunday. Secretary of State Rice says Washington and London are not trying to dictate who should be Iraq's prime minister, but that the blood shed by American and British soldiers in Iraq gives the allies the right to press for action on the political front.
The goal of our presence here and the goal of having liberated this country from Saddam Hussein is not to leave a job undone. The goal is to leave the foundation for a democratic and stable Iraq, because once that democratic and stable Iraq is in place, you will have the foundations of a different kind of Middle East, and our own security will be much stronger.
Sectarian violence has spiraled since a Shiite shrine was bombed on February 22nd. Many Iraqis and foreign governments have said the only way to curtail the bloodshed and avert a possible civil war is to establish an inclusive coalition government. Pernell Murdoch, VOA News, Washington.